This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, the topic of local concern is RLS Productions Concerts in the Gardens at Omi Gardens coming up on Thursday night. The opening performance of the series is the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band, and we have a full studio here. The studio is so full I had to write down all these names. We welcome Robert Sandage, of course, from RLS Productions, and a host of folks who have decided to get their businesses involved with this because they recognize a good cause when they see it. We've got Tracy Day and Brittany McIntosh from Guild Mortgage. Hello, ladies.
It's dry.
Tracy Dry.
Tracy Dry. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Day.
Tracy Day. I wrote down Tracy Dry there, but I can't read my own writing.
No
sorry
worries
about that, Tracy.
There is a Tracy Day that works for Guild just in Colorado.
Just in Colorado. Okay. Well, our signal does go a long ways, but yeah. And hello, Brittany. How you doing over there?
I'm doing all right.
Okay. We've got a big monitor in the way there, but Brittany and Tracy are here. Jeff Wilson from Heritage Memorial. Hello, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Seen you around the community for years, and you're behind this project all the way.
Yes, we are. It's a wonderful thing.
And we're going to talk about why your businesses have gotten involved supporting this, and Robert Sandage is back as well. Robert, aren't you about ready to go over there and start setting up the stage?
The stage is up.
Oh, already up.
Yeah, the stage is up. I just have to put the roof up tomorrow and start hanging production, and the band shows up, of course, Thursday.
All righty, and, of course, they're probably already been rehearsing and all of that. So the series is about ready to start. This is the first performance with the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. We've been having some fun with the Who's in the News contest in the morning, playing a couple of big band classics so far. I think we did Sing, Sing, Sing this morning. We did In the Mood, and we're trying to get folks in the mood for some big band classics. And what are some of the numbers in the repertoire of the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band?
You're going to ask me for a set list. Oh, my gosh. You know,
I won't put you on the spot.
Okay, I don't know.
That's an honest
I try to be surprised, you know. I do know that we are actually going to be filming it and multi-track recording it again with Jazz Stream Records, and A Wolfie Production will be filming it, and so it's going to be a great show.
All righty.
Great kickoff.
Looking forward to it. Okay, so the reason that these performances are put on for a variety of reasons, but number one, and the reason that your businesses have gotten involved is to support the scholarship for Wenatchee Valley College Foundation. Robert, let's run out some impressive numbers that you've been able to support the college with. They're coming from the proceeds that are raised now with a number of years so far doing this.
So we're in our sixth year, so over the past 5 years, we've been able to raise $48,000. And also, besides that, also give away an additional $14,000 in scholarships that have already gone out. So the money's being raised to actually set up an endowment at Wenatchee Valley College Foundation that will live forever.
That's terrific. And so kids are going to WVC because of your generous support of buying a ticket and going to these great, great shows. We're going to talk about the lineup. And we're just getting started with Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. I don't, whatever kind of music you like, particularly I think this year with the 80s, you're going to love the lineup this year. But this is going back to kind of the 40s and
30s and 40s, yeah.
30s and 40s.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about Heritage Memorial. We'll start. No, let's go ladies first. You don't mind, do you, Jeff?
Plus, this is proper.
Let me just say that without our sponsors, this would not be possible. And I thank everyone here today and all those that couldn't make it as well that are sitting probably listening to you on the radio.
Yeah. So Guild Mortgage. First off, Tracy, tell us a little bit about Guild Mortgage first and what the services that Guild provides here in the Wenatchee Valley.
Well, Guild Mortgage has been around since 1960. We've been around, our entire team has been around for quite some time, and we're located on 5th and Miller. And we just love that we're helping people learn and get into their homes, whether it's a trade up, trade down, or first home. And educating them on credit and budget and everything related to financial on homeownership.
We're glad to have you as a part of this program here. What do you do specifically at Guild Mortgage, Tracy?
Well, I'm the branch manager and I'm a loan officer, and I just keep everything going.
Keep the plate spinning. Brittany McIntosh is here as well. Brittany, what is your role at Guild Mortgage?
My role is Tracy's backup. So I just help assist on all of her files and try to keep things in line, keep things moving so that she can, you know, facilitate other things in the office as well.
Expediter, yeah, and radio interviewer as well.
Unexpected. Yeah.
So why did Guild Mortgage get involved with this project, Tracy?
So we got involved in this project because actually we didn't even know about it the first couple of years, and then we were invited and we went to the event and sat in the gardens and listened to the concerts, and it was wonderful. And then we had the opportunity to find out what RLS was all about, or what this production was all about, in terms of helping young people get an education. And knowing it's expensive, it's tough, and some people wave the white flag and don't get an education because they're scared of the world we live in. They're scared of debt. And so knowing that they could get some assistance and further their education and, maybe up their abilities in their future in the community, regardless of their age, whether they're younger or older, knowing that we could help made a big difference. I mean, it was like, okay, we really want to go to the concerts, we want to have these tickets, but we want to help. We always want to find something for our give back to the community, and this was a good fit for us to know that we were giving back.
I like how you put that, Tracy. Waving the white flag. A lot of folks give up. A lot of kids give up, and I got a chance to watch a little bit of the WBC graduation ceremony, and it was great to see all the people graduating, including some folks that looks like they didn't go straight to WBC out of local high school. Many look like they were already well into their 20s, maybe even 30s.
My age.
I don't think so.
There's hope for you, yeah.
Hey. I'm not using a cane yet.
So WBC is providing a chance to continue education or start that secondary education at maybe a little later stage in life. So well put. Thanks, Tracy. All righty, Mr. Wilson, let's talk about why Heritage Memorial is involved.
He just called me Mr. That put me about 10 years older than I think I am. So, well, we got involved for a couple reasons. One is we went to one of the Infinity Project concerts, and it was just phenomenal. If you just closed your eyes, you were there. And it was just great. So we got involved with that, but it turns out my wife knows the Sandages a little bit, so we got involved with that. But my wife and I have both received scholarships. I'm a mortician, obviously, because we have Heritage Memorial Chapel, but I got a scholarship for mortuary school, and it really helped me out. And I'm not so sure that I'd been able to go the same year that I went if it wasn't for something like that. So it's a very valuable tool that we have, and what a way to do it, but and enjoy it and have people come and enjoy the concerts. And what a beautiful venue up there. I got to say, my wife and I got married there, and when we were leaving our wedding vows, we had In the Mood by Glenn Miller playing. So this first concert has special meaning to us. It's just phenomenal. My father, I can still remember him dancing the jitterbug to Glenn Miller, and it's just a part of my heritage. I love it. So,
well, 90 years celebrated for the anniversary for Omi Gardens this year, and I think a lot of memories have been made up there. And kind of full circle for you and your bride. So that's a neat story. Thanks for sharing that. And as you mentioned, Robert, you can't do this without all of your sponsors. There are many, of course, Guild Mortgage and Heritage Memorial, just a few of them.
Yep. So, like D.A. Davidson, also, right here's the list. Let me look at that. Country Financial, of course, and Horan Estates, and, of course, Confluence Health, Friends Peonies, Town Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Localtel, and several others. But I can't do it without them. Or Rio and I cannot do this without them.
Well, I think it's a testimony that when you approach the businesses that are helping underwrite the cost of this and supporting this, you don't get too many no's when you approach them, do you?
Well, it's getting more rare now, simply because we've promised that what we're going to do and actually have delivered that. So, and as far as advertising dollars that we promised the sponsors, we always give them more. So if we say we're going to give them $7,000, typically it's around $10,000 to $12,000 in market value. And so they look at that as, you know, businesses have to look at the market value. But besides that, they also want to be involved with the scholarships that we're actually giving away. And the other two objectives, which is midweek tourism, bringing new money into the valley during midweek, and then the development of the series into a regional draw, which, again, helps, you know, tourism.
I spotted a little something on social media the other day. You've been able to develop kind of the RLS concert special, kind of a special accommodations rate that folks can take advantage. I did this 2 years ago when my daughter got married. I told all my relatives about a special rate, and they took advantage of it. So, pass that along.
So it's the RLS Productions discount rate at the Spring Hill Suites here in Wenatchee. And their normal rack rate is about $230. And our RLS discount rate, if you call in and specifically ask for that, it's about $120 plus tax. So you're getting a pretty phenomenal deal. And you're staying in a suite, folks.
Yeah, my dad and my stepmom, my aunt and two uncles all took advantage of that, and we passed that along. And it doesn't, they don't have to be going to the concert. That's all part of this stimulating midweek tourism.
It's available year round, not just during the week and all months. You know, if the rate is available, they'll give it to you. You just have to call them up and ask for that, or you can visit our website, which is rlstalent.com, and just click on the discount rates There's, you know, you can go to their website, put in the code if you want to, if you're that kind of person, or call direct.
All right. So let's talk about the performance that's coming up before we hit the break this Thursday evening. Gates open at 5. The Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band hits the stage at 6:30. So what are we going to experience this Thursday night for the opener?
Well, you know, Glenn Miller, you know, all those tunes that occurred back in the swing tunes that occurred back in the 30s and 40s. And, I think they might even do a song that's kind of been popular with them. It's called Tequila, of course, you know, usually there's a chain of people that are dancing around the entire place. But you'll expect, two very nice sets of that. And of course, as far as food wise, we have Taste Buds Catering again this year, and She Is Barbecuing. That is backed by popular demand. And, of course, Horan Estates wines are being served, and Icicle Brewery beers and Weinstein beverages is taking care of the non-alcoholics. And, just plan to come relax and enjoy yourself and, you know, chill.
Don't worry about parking. There is free concert shuttle. Wenatchee Valley Shuttle handles that. And special thanks to Weinstein Beverage, where you may park. No hassle with trying to find a parking spot. So you got all that handled as well. So how does that work?
So it's not in their Weinstein's parking lot, but it's on the way down to Weinstein. So if you know where the post office is down where Hendata's Motorsports Central used to be in that area, you just take a left like as you're heading down to Weinstein, and you'll see big 4-foot by 8-foot signs that say shuttle parking, and a big arrow tells you where to go. I have an attendant that will tell you where to park, and the shuttle just takes you right up the road and drops you off at the front gate. You don't have to try to find a parking spot. And at the end of the concert, you just get back on the bus. They take you right back down to your car.
RLSTickets.com is where you can get tickets. Are there any still available for Thursday night?
Yes, we actually have a couple of reserved pairs of seatings available, and then there's some GA as well.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, and again Thursday morning, well, we've still got two more pairs of tickets to give away. But and we'll make it super easy. kind of be up on your top big band songs. And we'll play a little excerpt of that and give you a chance to call in and win. That's tomorrow morning at 7:20, and again Thursday morning. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets from us on KPQ. We're excited to be kind of one of the special sponsors of tomorrow night, Thursday night's performance for this. But when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about all the great tribute bands that are coming as a part of the lineup as well. And I think you've got pretty much everything kind of covered coming up this Sunday. In studio with us, we've been talking with Robert Sandage from RLS Productions, Jeff Wilson with Heritage Memorial, Tracy Day and Brittany McIntosh from Guild Mortgage, too. We want to talk a little bit more about your businesses and also why they are involved. Did I say Tracy Day again?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put it in all caps.
D-R-Y.
In all caps. And your co-worker, Tracy Day, in Colorado, owes you a big favor.
Don't call Colorado. Call Wenatchee.
Yeah, don't call Colorado. It's the agenda, 1229, and it's almost time for the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band.
The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ. KPQ.com and streaming to your Alexa device.
Well, we're excited on the radio station here to be part of some of the great sponsorship of the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band performance for RLS Productions Concerts in the Garden series. We get to be hanging our hat a little bit on the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band performance coming up on Thursday night. But there are a whole bunch of other great shows coming up. Before we get to that, let me just let you know that Tracy
Dry,
Tracy's going to let us have a pair of tickets to give away here in just a few minutes on the radio. So thank you, Tracy
Dry,
because I keep blowing that. Thanks, Tracy.
You're very welcome.
That's from Guild Mortgage. We're going to give away a pair of tickets in just a few minutes. So hang on for your chance to win that. So get ready to dial in for that. So we've got coming up a little break on Thursday, July 4th, the following Thursday, the Infinity Project. And if you love Journey, you're going to love the Infinity Project.
Yep. So July 11th is, we skip the 4th of July, of course, and then the July 11th is actually the Infinity Project, and that's the, in my opinion, they're probably the best on the West Coast as far as Journey tribute. Randy Lauren is just a phenomenal vocalist, and the rest of the band is top-notch. Not only just performers, but they also do session work. So you're getting cats that actually know their chops.
Then the following Thursday, the day after my birthday, July 18th, you've got Hysteria, and that
Leppard.
Might tell you who they are. Yeah,
yeah, Def Leppard tribute. These guys. Same thing. Basically, all the tributes that we're bringing in my opinion, are the best on the West Coast, up and down the entire corridor of the West Coast. But Def Leppard, Hysteria will show up, actually, with their wigs and spandex and, you know, the triple, quadruple stitched leather pants and ripped shirts, and you're going to get the entire 80s thing going on, and these guys are phenomenal.
Can you show up dressed like that?
We're actually going to be running a contest on the Quake. Specifically for all four shows, and someone's going to receive a pair of or reserve tickets to all the concerts for 2020.
I think Jeff's already planning a costume, right?
I'm just bringing a hat. You kidding me? Okay. I just told her she could do it.
I just
she's got the hair.
Yeah.
I already pictured Jeff.
You need to get a ticket and come see Brittany.
Yeah.
I already figured
I'll even give you a can of aqua velvet.
Okay.
For Aquanet, that's right.
Aquanet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just about, I've got the Phil Collins hairdo, I think, with Invisible
the
Touch. Phil Collins, Invisible Touch is coming on July 25th. Tell us about that.
So that is the Phil Collins Genesis tribute. And, here again, just phenomenal. You know, you're going to get some of the prog that Genesis did, but a little bit more of the commercial stuff that they played. They play just one hit after another. All these guys just play all the hits. So, that's on the July 25th. And then, of course, the final one is the big grand finale is the Bon Jovi tribute called Blaze of Glory. And, we're trying to figure out how to actually run that show because we are filming that one as well, but I want to bring in a light show for that because we're starting to get a little bit darker by the time near the end of the show, and so I might take a break, and then that'll push the end of the show a little bit later, and we can fire up those lights, and people in Fancher Heights are going to go, what's going on at Omi Gardens?
That'll look interesting, yeah.
So if
you love Journey, if you love Def Leppard, if you love Phil Collins and Genesis, if you love Bon Jovi, you're going to want to get to tickets to all of these. I'm sure they're going very, very quickly.
They are. So we're about the Phil Collins show. It really actually has about 30 tickets left, and part of that's because I work with tour buses, and we're bringing a tour bus out of Yakima again for tourism, bringing people in from out of the area, and they bought 50 tickets all at once, and our GA only allows for about 120 tickets, so that was done back in January.
Well, I'm going to be at that show for sure. So charge online at rlstickets.com and get your tickets. Again, the first show is June 27th. That's this Thursday. Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. Chance to win a pair of tickets to that from Guild Mortgage and Tracy
Dry
in just a few moments. Let's talk about one of the great sponsors, Heritage Memorial. Jeff Wilson's in studio with us. Again, tell us a little bit of the history of Heritage Memorial, Jeff. How long you been in business?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been in funeral service since 1975, so that makes me an old... I'm not going to say the other words that they use.
Where's my cane?
Yeah, so we started Heritage Memorial Chapel 2008 in the summer, and we called it Heritage Memorial Chapel because the building we're in was actually the first funeral home in East Wenatchee. It was originally Chapel of the Valley. Built by Jackie and Lawrence Letts, and then the Telford family took it over in 69 to 74. So we've put it back to its original origins of plan as a funeral home. So that's why we call it Heritage Memorial Chapel. Yeah. So.
And you know, you serve people in their time of need, and I know you like being there for people at that most difficult time.
It is the most difficult time. I tend to call it an upside down ministry because how can you not? And it catches people at their lowest point. So, we oftentimes say that we're all related on this planet. Biblically, we're taught that. And it's just the people we haven't met yet. And it's an unfortunate way to meet people. So I used to always say this, it's an unfortunate way to meet you. I'm pleased that I met you, but Safeway is a safer place to visit.
I got to say something too is with regards to Heritage. What I have seen is they actually, you know, develop a trying to change the mindset and actually create it into a celebration of life as opposed to looking at the other direction. So, and I can tell you because I'm right on the cusp. My parents are, my wife and I are, they're full time caregivers, and so it's going to be coming up soon. So. Jeff and Loretta have actually been helping me get prepared and set it up as being a celebration as opposed to something that's, you know, sad.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, thank you for you and the work that your wife and Heritage Memorial do. And thank you for being part of this project and making this series such a success.
Between my wife and Robert and Rio, I didn't have a choice. you got to know that's true. So it's a lovely union that way. So,
well, Guild Mortgage, Tracy Dry. See, I got it right.
Yeah,
I wrote it really big this time, Tracy. And Brittany McIntosh here from Guild Mortgage
with big hair.
Yes, and you guys have been here a long, long time here in the community. What do you enjoy most about helping? Make people's dreams come true. I mean, buying a new house, whether it's refinancing, buying that second home. I mean, that's the thing I think that is the certainly, you know, the proverbial biggest purchase, most important purchase that you make. We'll slide that mic back over to you, towards you there, Tracy. It's everything.
Well, it is. And you hear all the horror stories of the people that have gone through the pain and agony of getting through this process. And what I enjoy the most is that we take the time to meet people up front and go through and set really clear expectations of here's what's happening and here's what we're going to do next. When we get to the end and the client is saying, it's not what I expected, it was easier than I expected, those are like huge celebrations. It's just a huge win for all of us. because education and support and knowing that we do this every day and they do this, you know, 2-3 times in their lifetime at the most, that's a huge win. So I love it. And then I'll give Brittany the microphone.
And, of course, Brittany's there to keep the plates spinning and back at the office if she's not on the radio doing interviews. And you like well, of course, the escrow office gets to hand over the keys, but that's the exciting part, too.
Right. Just helping them educate through the experience. There are things that come up during a transaction that the borrower isn't necessarily aware of until they're in process, and just being able to educate them and coach them through the experience can make a pretty turbulent discovery not as painful as it could have been without communication. So constant communication, education, laughs, just make it a fun experience for them. Just makes it better.
And solving problems.
Solving problems.
Yeah, that's what your world is all about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Solving problems.
Tracy, the paperwork is on your desk. I put it there just 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know, quite frankly, how's business right now? I get these emails that come to me, and it shows, and I get them from a lot of different places. Cause I just like looking at houses that are for sale, boy, there's some beautiful homes on the market, and boy, some of them just go like hotcakes. Others are there just a little bit longer. But so, how's business right now?
It's absolutely booming. We've got a ton of business.
You know, we know that inventory is low, and you know, helping our clients win out on that offer is huge. So we look forward to all that. You know, and our reputation has been really strong in when we say it's approved, it's approved. So you know, we're excited to be able to help people. But yeah, it's a tough market. You're fighting against other people for the same home. So.
Okay, here's what we want to do. We want to give away a pair of tickets, courtesy of Guild Mortgage, to Thursday night's Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band performance. And
those are going to be reserved seats at their table, too. And they have Guild is actually our video sponsor. And so second row center,
yes.
I think. So it's like extremely prime. And you're at a table, so when you get your food from Taste Buds, sit down at the table and chill with the rest of the folks from Guild.
Means it's totally awesome.
Sweet, man.
That's the translation. It's totally awesome. So how should we do this? We'll just take a lucky caller, 663-5656. You get a pair of tickets. Do you get to sit with Tracy and her staff, or how does that all work?
We open this up to our office for them to take clients, or, you know, so that's, sometimes it's people that work there, and sometimes it's them taking clients. So we just try to make sure that everybody gets a chance to enjoy at least one of the concerts.
Okay, so that's how we're going to do it. And you don't have to be in a costume or anything like that. I'm literally going to the phone line right now, and we're going to find out who's going to enjoy those tickets. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Charlene.
Charlene, do you want to go see the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band?
Oh, I would absolutely love it.
Well, none of my guests here in studio have headphones on, but guests, it's Charlene who is our winner. And
thank you, Charlene.
Absolutely
congratulations,
delightful.
Congratulations, Charlene.
I would love it. I can't wait.
Well, Charlene, hang on. I'll get some prize information for you, okay? Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Stay on the line there, and we'll go to break, get Charlene her ticket prize information. And she and a guest are going to go see the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band. We're right back after the break on the Agenda, News Radio 560 KPQ. Well, once again, thank you to all of our guests on the Agenda today. Robert Sandage from RLS Productions and the Concerts in the Gardens, held in Ole Gardens. The series kicks off this Thursday night with the Wenatchee Swingin' Big Band, 5 p.m. with the gates opening, 6:30 for the performance. You're going to love it, including Charlene, who just scored a pair of tickets thanks to Guild Mortgage. Tracy Dry and Brittany McIntosh here in studio with us from the office, and Jeff Wilson from Heritage Memorial, just a few of the great sponsors making this possible. Again, your generous support of the concert series has already to date raised about $48,000 in donations for the Wenatchee Valley College Foundation. 14,000 of that already awarded for scholarships since 2014. And so we're just adding to the totals with each of these seasons now in the sixth year, right, Robert?
Yes, this is the sixth year, yeah. And if you want tickets, rlstickets.com. I know that you're getting ready to run short here, but yeah, the series starts this Thursday with the One Night Swing and Big Band. We take a break on the 4th of July, and then, of course, on July 11th is an Infinity Project, which is the Journey tribute, and then Def Leppard tribute after that called Hysteria on the 18th. And then the 25th, we have Phil Collins' Genesis tribute called Invisible Touch, and then the final one, the grand finale, is the Bon Jovi tribute called Blaze of Glory.
Yeah, it's going to be four Thursdays.
August 1st.
Four Thursdays in a row. So,
yep.
Yeah, if you love Journey, Def Leppard, Phil Collins, and Genesis, and Bon Jovi, this is your summer at Omi Gardens. How about that?
Alrighty. Summer tributes.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we appreciate the visit today. We're going to have you back with some more of the great sponsors here in a few more weeks to touch on some of the more great shows that are coming up. And, again, Tracy and Brittany and... Jeff, thanks for being in here today. We really, really appreciate it.
And thank you guys for helping us with this. We couldn't do it without you.
We enjoy it.
It's fun.